Okay, we are getting into the heart of the Gospel of John, and it is getting good. My name is Lena. I'm the host of Morning Minutes. It's awesome to be back with you this morning. We're in episode 23 in our study of the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 22 to 29. I call today's teaching, What Do You Really Want and Long For in This Life? What do you really want and long for in this life? Let me read you the verses, and as you think about that question, all right? Think about it for a minute. What do you really want and long for in this life? All right. It says, On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boat and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal. Then they said to him, What must we do to be doing the works of God? Jesus answered them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Remember, the whole goal of the Gospel of John was for us to believe. In John chapter 20, verse 31, John wrote, But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. And here Jesus says, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. This is critical. I want to give you three thoughts. What do you really want and long for in this life as we look at the example of these people? Number one, most people want Jesus for what he can do for them. And listen, it was true in the reading of those people back then, and it is true for us today. Most people want Jesus for what he can do for them. Crowds chase signs and wonders. Disciples chase the Savior. Look, we see this contrast. Many of you might have originally came to Jesus because of the signs and wonders. That is what those people did. They showed up because they wanted to see signs and wonders, and further, they wanted to be fed. And that's what Jesus says. He says, you're not just here because of signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. We are a people who want food, and we want a lot of it, and we want it in every facet in our life. Crowds chase signs and wonders. True disciples chase the Savior, and we see this rebuke, sort of, this invitation, sort of, in the reading. And crowds are easily impressed with the obvious. They see the feeding of the 5,000, they're impressed. They see a healing of a man who is sick, they're impressed. By the way, Jesus did these signs to prove his deity. But today, some argue that in this day and age, you don't see as many of the signs and miracles because he has come and he has died and he has risen from the dead. So we no longer see, we're living in the church age, the Holy Spirit is living in us. We no longer need to see this prominent display of miracles because we have seen the one, we have seen the Christ. And so crowds are easily impressed with the obvious. Disciples dig deeper to what is unseen. Of all these people following Jesus, there were only a handful of disciples. And as we get closer here to the end of chapter 6, we're going to see that many will flee when the message of Jesus gets harder, but true disciples will dig deeper to what is unseen. So are you easily impressed with the obvious? Do you simply want to be fed, or are you chasing a Savior, digging deeper to what is unseen? What do you really want and long for in this life? Crowds fail to look for the meaning behind the miracle. Disciples search the heart of God in the miracle. Do you see the difference? We see a contrasting people here. We see the crowds that are after Jesus, and we see the disciples that are searching for the heart of God. And it is God who's wired us to want to know him more. And are you part of a crowd, or are you a disciple? Are you looking for the miracle and failing to see the meaning behind it, or are you chasing the heart of God in the miracle? So most people want Jesus for what he can do for them. Number two, most people want temporary comforts more than eternal satisfaction. Isn't that the truth? Most people want their 401k to be full, their lottery card ticket to be accurate, their houses to be paid off, their Facebook likes to explode, their videos to go viral. Most people want temporary comforts more than eternal satisfaction. Sadly, many Christians fall into this trap. Many of us who call ourselves Christians forget why it's so awesome to be a Christian, and we become so focused and so desiring of temporary comforts. And that is our curse, I believe, in the church. We've got a curse of materialism. We love stuff. We love the affirmation of man, and we want the glory for ourselves, and we've forgotten the glory that comes only from God. People have worn themselves out in search of earthly comforts. Christians today, the church is wearing itself out looking for earthly comforts. Few people wear themselves out looking for eternal satisfaction. Are you one who is wearing yourself out looking for eternal satisfaction? So how do you do that? Well, you chase Jesus. You chase him in his word. You chase him in fellowship with other Christians. You chase him by praying, wearing out the carpet in your room, by kneeling, getting bruises on your knees for praying and for wanting to know his heart more. Most people want temporary comforts more than eternal satisfaction. And then lastly, most people miss that the greatest miracle is to believe in Jesus. That is that verse that I read. This is the work of God. You want a miracle? This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Faith is a miracle. Your faith in God is a miracle. Believing in Christ is a gift that God gives us. Believing in Christ is the greatest sign, the greatest miracle that God can do for you and me. So if you are walking in faith today, that is a gift that God has given you. It comes by hearing through the word of God. It comes by the Spirit opening your heart to receive him, by revealing who he is. Listen to me. Don't miss the greatest miracle that God has given you and I. Hey, if you're a Christian, it is an awesome thing to call yourself that, a follower of Jesus. Let us live like Jesus lived. Let us desire what he desired. Let us want and long for the kind of life that he wants for us. What is it that you want today? Can you take a moment, think about it? Can you spend the rest of the day praying and asking God to become, that Jesus becomes the desire of your heart? You'll never find true happiness until he becomes all that you seek. Hey, I tell you these things because I love you guys. I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. Shoot me a message. I don't know. Just connect with me. I'd love to pray for you. If you have a need to, if you don't know how to chase some more, send me an email. I'd love to point you into a deeper walk with the Lord. See you guys tomorrow.